Now you can have your 10-minute speaker, Travis M. from San Luis Obispo.
Okay, Travis, alcoholic. All right. Thanks, Jules. Anytime that I get asked to be of service in any way, if I'm physically capable of doing it, I do it. Alcoholics Anonymous has done way more for me in the short time that I've been sober than I could ever do for Alcoholics Anonymous. So I just try a little bit each day to try to put the weights back in the other direction. So real quick, I was born to a alcoholic drug addict family. So the main, our main form of communication in the house was violence, and everybody exercised communication fluently in my house. So it's no surprise that after like 4 years of the cops getting called, people getting arrested, people disappearing for days at a time, that my parents would split up. I went to go live with my mom at first, and because my dad didn't really have a place to stay yet, but my mom had found like a guy that she started dating as soon as she moved to LA, and he was a dealer. So there was a bunch of crazy, creepy dudes there. She would disappear for days on end. And then my little brother showed up like shortly after that. But then one day I was there and they had disappeared for a while. And I ended up getting molested by one of the guys that lived in the house. So I was like crawling outside. Somebody, one of the neighbors called the cops. CPS came, picked me up at the hospital. And then they called my dad and they were like, hey, you need to come get your kids now. So my dad left San Diego, drove to LA, came, picked us up. Never lived with my mom ever again after that. So what happened was like from the earliest age that I could think about with that PTSD happening and then my dad still drinking in the house, like I developed this severe form of PTSD from that. And like when I was in fifth grade, I went hanging out with my buddy's cousin. He showed me some beer that he stole from his older brother. And I took drink beer for the first time, and I had a spiritual experience. Like I never felt anything so good in my entire life, and I couldn't believe that I didn't know about this, and that people like that everybody wasn't drinking all the time. From that moment, from third grade all the way till I got sober this last time, I have been chasing that moment my entire life, but. Unfortunately for me, because of things like, building up like substances and building up other stuff, like I get immunities to things and then like my, the amount that I have to drink, the amount that I have to use, the other things that I have to add to it, right? In order to feel the same way, go up dramatically. So over the next course of probably 5 years, I tried to do a bunch of things. I tried to do sports. I tried to do other types of activities. I tried dating. I tried doing a bunch of other things in school. Nothing seemed to really stick it. And then eventually I just said that I didn't want to go to school anymore. I took my GED test and then I just quit at 17. I got my first restaurant job and I met up with these guys that worked in the kitchen. I got introduced to crystal meth. I had my second spiritual experience after doing crystal meth for the first time. And I experimented with crystal meth for the next 20 years. I felt like Superman. I felt like incredible. I thought I could fly. I had to keep looking down to see if my feet were touching the ground. And so it was a really hard process. But like I needed to do more and more the longer that things went on. And I kept feeling shittier inside as this whole time is going on. I felt like anxiety, I felt depression, I felt a whole bunch of other things mentally and emotionally inside, and I tried to mask it or tried to fix it with things that I did on the outside. So I tried to do, in order to feel better, I tried to do getting married, I tried to do having a kid, I tried to do going to detox, I tried moving, tried having another kid, tried moving again, tried getting a different job, tried going to therapy, tried going to church, tried having another kid, tried moving again. I tried everything that I could think of. I tried going to rehab. I tried going to meetings. I tried, and nothing seemed to stick or make me feel better. I just kept feeling worse and worse and worse, right? And I don't understand what happened, because I wasn't any extra homeless. I wasn't more extra shot out that day. I still was missing all my teeth, basically. I still was shot out. I had a blood infection, and I got pulled over by the cops, and they took me to a medical detox. And I sat in that detox, and I had this weird God, like, now that I see back, I realize it was God, but God put a thought in my head to just like take a break for a second. I didn't plan on staying sober. I didn't plan on like changing. I didn't plan on staying here in these rooms. I just needed somewhere to go. And somebody at the detox told me about a place where you could go called the Rescue Mission in Santa Barbara. And they said you don't have to work there, and they just basically like make you go to church and you go to meetings, and it's pretty easy. So I said, okay, that sounds cool. I don't have insurance, of course, you know, because of my super homeless state at the time. And, you know, I don't know anybody that was that shot out that had insurance. Yeah, so I go to this rescue mission, and I get in there, and they said, this is the list of stuff that you have to do. And I was so sure that because of what happened to me, I was so sure because of my identity and my victimhood and my trauma and my baggage that I was incapable of meeting God. And even if, like, I could meet God, like, when he saw me, he would be so disgusted or shamed at me that he wouldn't want anything to do with me. So out of spite, I did the steps, right, at first. So he said, do this list, get everything going. I blasted through it. We go over, we go to do the fist step. In a couple of weeks, I did my fist step. And then all of a sudden, I like felt like shit at first. And then I felt a weight, a release, it was like a pressure release valve in my body, my brain, and my psyche. And I saw clearly for the first time. And I looked back at all the damage that I had caused in my life. And for the first time, I felt like remorse. And I felt like other types of like feelings and emotions that I never really understood or didn't know why it was happening. And I was kind of startled. And my sponsor said the thing that kind of changed my momentum in recovery. And he said, when is the last time that you thought about drinking or using? And then it clicked. Like, I haven't. The entire time I agreed to work with the sponsor, I haven't thought about it this entire time. And even though it's only been a couple of months, that feeling has not returned because I went through and finished my steps in a promptly manner. I come from an OG lineage of book thumpers, and in the original day, like 60 days was the expected time for you to complete your steps. And I believe that like it should be somewhere around there. I had to work my steps with a sense of urgency because my life was on the line. And I didn't know it until I got here how serious it was, right? I knew something was wrong with me, but I had no idea how bad it was. The good news is I figured it out. The bad news was if I didn't do something about it, I wasn't gonna last. I wasn't gonna live. I wasn't gonna make it. So I did the only thing that I could think to do with some pretty good instruction and finger pointing and somebody on my ass all the time. And I finished off my steps in a timely manner. I did them in about 3 months, right? I had a spiritual awakening and I changed on the inside. That led me to a whole host of other things in my life. It led me to like believing in help. It helped me to be vulnerable in other situations. I was able to get hooked up with therapy. I was able to get hooked up with all kinds of other resources that helped me in my emotional and spiritual growth. And today, I don't have nightmares, I don't sleepwalk, I don't have night terrors. I wake up in the same spot that I went to sleep in, right? I go to sleep instantly almost, right? Sometimes people get upset. I go to sleep pretty fast, right? Like, I would have gone through the steps and continued in this journey if I would have known that I would have got that, but that's not all. Like, getting my kids back in my life, you know, getting my record expunged, being invited to speak in front of people, getting keys to buildings, having my credit fixed, right? These are all like icings on the cake, right? And to somebody who's new, that might seem like the goal. The goal is not to be able to go passport around the world. The goal is to be able to like look into the mirror and be like, that's okay. That's not bad. I don't hate that. And then everything else works itself out. Thanks for letting me share.
Round of applause.